You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from the New York Post. Terrifying video shows a tourist being thrown from a roller coaster at an amusement park in Ecuador.
Oh, it's something.
Terrifying. The thrills. That is not what you said earlier in the newsroom, Sam, as you were watching the video over and over again.
Here we go.
Was I watching it alone, Scott Parks?
The roller coaster turns right and she veers left. There's no other way to describe it.
The ride operators said that her seatbelt malfunctioned in some way, had come undone. They didn't specify if it broke or if it, you know, just came unhooked. But yes, to Dana's point, as it was curving right, gravity took her left.
Is she all right?
Her condition is unknown at this time.
Hmm.
She fell 13 feet, was seen flat on her back.
I'm not laughing.
I'm not either.
Does the word yeet apply in this?
Yeet?
I would say that the roller coaster did yeet her from
she
it.
She was. I said this in the newsroom, Dan. I go.
She got yeeted.
She was yeeted out of the roller coaster. And by the way, Carrie Emmert sent this for the show yesterday, and this is a surprise for all of you. It's called the Slang-O-Matic. So if you don't know what the word yeet means, the Slang-O-Matic is a wheel with the little brad in the middle like we used to have in elementary school.
Wait, I should have that so you can guess.
No.
Oh, no. Yes. Let me take it to Sam.
You're not going to know any of these. I'm trying to educate all of our audience. No one is going to know these.
You won't know any of these words. Okay.
If you are a boomer, the term is right on. If you're Gen X, word.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you're a millennial, for real. Yeah. And if you're Gen Z, fur.
For what?
FR. Oh, wait, do you say it FR?
FR means for real.
Sorry, you're supposed to say.
This is why I should have it.
FR. Okay, what have we learned?
That you don't understand modern slang lingo.
Yesterday, I posted something very similar. Mm-hmm. That shows basically Gen X's response to all of these is just different variations of the word
dude.
Boomer might say, dude. Nailed it. Gen X, Scott, you and I would be like, you crushed it. Millennial might say, you killed it. Gen Z says,
fur.
Eight?
Yeah, we eaten.
A-T-E. What does that mean, Sam?
You've seen a college basketball player hit a three-pointer and hold a fake bowl of cereal and scoop it into their mouth.
Okay.
We eaten.
We eaten?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We eaten.
You ate.
We ate.
Uh-huh.
You guys, please promise me, everyone listening, you will go home if you have a 13-year-old tonight and be like, God, I had a great day at work to get. I ate.
I ate all day.
Mm-hmm. The boomer would say, no bull. Gen X would say, no joke. Millennial might say, no lie.
No cap.
Gen Z is no cap. And then last one, because I did not know what this was. A boomer might call an attractive person a fox.
Oh, yeah.
We would say it fine.
Or babe.
Yeah.
Okay. Millennial would say hottie, Dan.
Oh.
The new term for Gen Z is snack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Use it in a sentence, Sam.
Oh, she's a snack.
Oh, my gosh.
There's also a really mean way to identify attractive women and unattractive women in a group, if you want me to share that phrase.
We would.
Okay, what?
Fridge has always got to protect the snack.
Oh, my gosh.
So is
Sam.
It's a phrase. I didn't invent it.
So if somebody is a snack, do you still do the cereal bowl motions?
I don't think so, Dan.
That would be kind of...
I don't think we should blend our lingo.
Dude!
Last one.
The snack is supposed to be part of having Riz.
No. A boomer might say, been there. Gen X might say, I hear you. Millennial might say, samesies. Gen Z is now apparently saying, mood.
Yeah, mood.
What does that mean?
You're just agreeing with the sentiment.
Mood?
Yeah, mood. Man, I'm having a rough day. Mood.
It's shortening the sentence of I'm feeling the same mood.
No, just a mood. Dan, do not try to explain it. You sound like an old man.
Well, you're Dan, you're hurting yourself.
That guy cut me off in traffic.
Mood.
So you guys are getting it.
Mood.
You guys are
getting
one more example, Sam, because I want to say it one more time.
Look at Dan.
Wait, you want me to give you an example?
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of...
Man, I can't stand it when people cut me in line at QT.
Mood. Mood.
Dude.
Mood.
Last one. A boomer might say, whoop-dee-doo. Gen X, whatever.
Yeah.
Millennial, meh. Gen Z's new term is mid.
Mid?
Mid.
Yeah, that's mid, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you care if we go to a movie or stay home? Do you just go mid?
No, it's more like, how was it? Eh, mid.
Mid.
Like, kind of in the middle, not great, not awful?
That mid, I believe, is short for middle, yeah.
We were the greatest generation after World War II. We're going to go World War II, and then we're going to go Gen X.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, see, no, not at all. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
I love these Dude. Arguments because it always comes up that the younger generations are worse than the older generations.
Mid.
Y'all created us.
Yeah. No, I think Gen X may go down in history as one of the worst generations.
No.
We created the participation trophy, helicopter parenting.
Bruh, that means, yeah, right.
I know, bro.
Dude.
Was that another one on the wheel?
Bruh. What I love that. My kids say that all the time.
Bruh?
Bruh?
The one that gets me lately is giving.
What is giving?
So it would be like Scott, when he wears his Adidas track suit.
Okay.
You would say that's giving Serbian mobster.
Okay, you're like giving off the vibe, but we don't really have time to say giving off the vibe. So just say, you're really giving Serbian mobster vibes today.
No, you just say giving.
You just say, that's it?
That's giving Serbian mobster.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's all over the place.
Coming from the generation that used the word bad to mean good.
Fair.
I mean, we mood. Had, you know,
before, what am I supposed to say, mid or mood?
That one would be mood. Saying that's fair would be
it.
Mood.
So I want to point out that not only Gen X, we do not get to make fun of any other generation slang. For example, my most recent one, we used the word bad and mm-hmm. it implied good. Mm-hmm. We also, if you didn't like something or, you know, ugh, I don't want to deal with that, we would say, choke me with a food processor.
That was so bad. It was so
choke
bad.
Choke me with a food processor.
Doesn't now, even you know who started all of that? It came out of the boomers.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we picked it up, of
You're
course.
Welcome. We've all been educated.
So low key, y'all are getting sus right now.
Okay. Huh.
When do you say skibbity?
Whenever you want to.
But what does it mean?
Sky Riz Kismism.
6767.
The
go
only thing that would
pray.
Have made the guy stuck in the porta potty story even better as if he had popped up and said, skibbity.
Dude.
You know what? I'm disappointed in Kansas City since you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Where was the national takeoff of that meme? It didn't happen.
The meme didn't happen, but the story took off.
It just, I thought for sure the guy sticking his head up out of the port-a-john.
Quote, like Oscar the Grouch.
Correct. With flakes of whatever was on his face. I don't even know what that was, and I don't want to. Well, he's looking for a bottle of Mountain Dew.
You knew what was on his face.
Here's the deal.
It was poo.
It
and maybe other some corn. Things.
It did go viral.
But it didn't.
It had its day in the sun, if you will, and then
it just didn't take off the way I expected.
You know why? I think people thought there is no way that elevator is going all the way up to the top floor. And so then you sort of feel bad, like making fun of someone that gets yeeted off of a roller coaster. You should feel bad for doing that.
But the nation is making fun of Mr. McDaniel, who was thrown 8 feet in the air by a bison.
I'll give you that.
I mean, that was pretty...
Mood. You were looking for mood.
Mood.
There.
Dude. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name's Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.